April 24, a work for all ages. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. 1 John 2:14, Revised Standard Version. There are many lines in which the youth can find opportunity for healthful effort. In this closing work of the gospel, there is a vast field to be occupied, and more than ever before, the work is to enlist helpers from the common people. Both the youth and those older in years will be called from the field, from the vineyard, and from the workshop, and sent forth by the Master to give his message. Many of these may have had little opportunity for education, but Christ sees in them qualifications that will enable them to fulfill his purpose. If they put their hearts into the work and continue to be learners, he will fit them to labor for him. However large, however small your talents, remember that what you have is yours only in trust. Thus God is testing you, giving you an opportunity to prove yourself true. To him you are indebted for all your capabilities. To him belong your powers of body, mind, and soul. And for him these powers are to be used. Your time, your influence, your capabilities, your skill must all be accounted for to him who gives all. The youth who finds joy and happiness in reading the Word of God and in the hour of prayer is constantly refreshed by drafts from the fountain of life. He will attain a height of moral excellence and a breadth of thought of which others cannot conceive. Those who thus connect their souls with God are acknowledged by him as his sons and daughters. They are constantly reaching higher and still higher, obtaining clearer views of God and of eternity, until the Lord makes them channels of light and wisdom to the world. With such an army of workers as our youth rightly trained might furnish, how soon the message of a crucified, risen, and soon coming Savior might be carried to the whole world. How soon might the end come, the end of suffering and sorrow and sin.